I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the second hour of Jazz Unlimited and Chicago Musicians, Part 2. We're going to start with a set of two featuring first Hampton Hawes on piano, Jim Hall on guitar, Red Mitchell bass, and Bruz Freeman on drums in 1956, Groovin' High, and another bop classic from 1954 with Russ Freeman on piano and Shelly Mann on drums, Billy's Bounce. Thank you. That was a set of two. First one was Chicago and Buzz Freeman on drums, and he's the brother of Von Freeman and uncle of Chico Freeman, with Hampton Hawes on piano, Jim Hall on guitar, and Red Mitchell on bass, doing Groovin' High from 1956, and then Russ Freeman, the pianist, in 1954, doing Billy's Bounce with Shelly Mann on drums, and Russ Freeman is a Chicagoan. We've got Johnny Griffin in the Big Soul Band and Cy Tuff and his quintet coming up in this hour. And also we will be hearing Stan Kenton. So please stay tuned. Now we've got one, a very famous one. And this is probably one of the great recordings in jazz history. Some critic actually called it the most perfect jazz album ever made. This is from John Coltrane and Johnny Hartman. The vocalist, Johnny Hartman, is the Chicagoan. Coltrane is heard on tenor, McCoy Tyner on piano, Jimmy Garrison bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. And this one is Billy Strayhorn's Lush Life. And it will be coming your way here on Jazz Unlimited. Stay tuned.
I used to visit all the very gay places, those come what may places, where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life to get the feel of life from jazz and cocktails. The girls I knew had sad and sullen gray faces with distant K traces. That used to be there, you could see where they'd been washed away by too many through the day 12 o'clock tales. Then you came along with your siren song to tempt me to madness. I thought for a while that your poignant smile was tinged with the sadness of a great love for me. Ah, yes, I was wrong again. And only last year, everything seemed so sure. Now life is awful again, a trough full of hearts could only be a bore. A week in Paris, please, the bite of it, all I care is to smile in spite of it. I'll forget you, I will, while yet you are still burning inside my brain. Is much stifling those who strive. I'll live a lush life in some small dive, and there I'll be while I rot with the rest of those whose lives are alone. Thank you. stifling those who strive. I'll live a lush life in some small dive, and there I'll be while I rot with the rest of those whose lives are lonely too.
That was Lush Life, done by John Coltrane on tenor, McCoy Tyner on piano, Jimmy Garrison on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums, with Johnny Hartman, the Chicagoan, on vocal, recorded in 1962. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for joining me tonight on Jazz Unlimited. We've got the David Holland Quintet, Patricia Barber, and Abby Lincoln coming up. So please stay tuned. Now we have a set of two following the station break. The first one is a very famous recording of Lover Man. It was arranged by Bill Holman for the Stan Kenton Orchestra in 1954, and Lee Konitz, the Chicagoan, is heard on alto sax. And then Chicagoan Benny Green, the trombonist, not Berkeley Benny Green, the pianist, is heard on It's Time. Jimmy Forrest is on tenor, Sonny Clark piano, George Tucker on bass, and Al Drury's on drums, and this is a 1960 recording. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Jazz Unlimited Show on Chicago Musicians, Part 2. And we heard a set of two. First, Lover Man with the Stan Kenton Orchestra in Chicago and Lee Konitz on alto and the Bill Holman arrangement from 1954. And then It's Time, Benny Green on trombone, he's the Chicagoan, Jimmy Forrest on tenor, Sonny Clark piano, George Tucker bass, and Al Drury's on drums from 1960. We've got Patricia Barber and Ray Anderson coming up in the third hour, so please stay tuned. And now we have a set of two. Deep River by the Big Soul Band, recorded in 1960 with Julian Priester on trombone, Pat Patrick, the father of Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, on alto, Johnny Griffin on tenor, and Norman Simmons doing the arranging, all Chicagoans. And then we are going to hear an unusual instrument in jazz, a bass trumpet, which sounds an awful lot like a trombone, or a valve trombone, really. It's played by Cy Tuff, and he's with Richie Kamuka on tenor, Pete Jolly piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, and Chuck Flores on drums in 1955, and Tuff, of course, is a Chicagoan. The tune is Neil Hefti's It's Sand, Man.
Thank you.
Dennis Owsley, and this is Jazz Unlimited's Chicago Musicians Show, Part 2. And the first one was Johnny Griffin with the Big Soul Band doing Deep River, with Julian Priester on trombone, Pat Patrick on alto, Johnny Griffin tenor, and Norman Simmons piano, all Chicagoans. And then Cy Tuff and his quintet. Tuff is the Chicagoan and the bass trumpet player, and That's a 1955 recording of It's Sand Man. We've got David Holland coming up, and right now we have a station break and a set of three. The first one is Madhouse with Gene Ammons on tenor, a Chicagoan, Art Farmer on trumpet, Jackie McQueen on alto, Duke Jordan piano, Addison Farmer bass, and Art Taylor drums, and Candido on conga from 1956. Then Chicagoans Abby Lincoln will do When Autumn Sings. She's on vocal with Mark Carey on piano and Savion Glover tap dancing in 1996. And then Blue Chopsticks with Chicagoans George Lewis on piano, Steve Lacy soprano, and the Instant Composers Pool Big Band in 1983.
Thank you. in my spirit. I feel a sigh of dreams to consider. Time to look back and count all we have in those who embrace us, friends, family, lovers. I felt alone and lost and forgotten. You came my way to show me love's flame. Dreams may grace others in winter, spring, or summer, but I like fall best of summer.
Dennis Owsley, and that closed the second hour of Jazz Unlimited show on Chicago musicians. Part two, we heard Gene Emmons and his septet doing Madhouse in 1956. Then Abby Lincoln, another Chicagoan, doing When Autumn Sings, She's the Vocalist, 1996. And then trombonist George Lewis, Chicagoan with the Instant Composers Pool in Holland. And that's their big band in 1993 doing Herbie Nichols' Blue Chopsticks. Please stay tuned for the Dave Holland Quintet following the station break.